Rico Garcia dedicates his life to helping others, so no one imagined the highly successful certified registered nurse anesthetist would need some help himself.
But I was very, very driven professionally, very driven with my family.
But 4 years ago, Rico severely broke his ankle. His doctor prescribed Vicodin. But even after the pain went away, Rico kept taking the drug every day after work, at his worst, up to 12 pills in one night.
I did go back to work, still on prescription medications. I would just not take them while I was at work. I would take them, I would run home to take them. I would take them before work, on the weekends, anytime I could.
His story sounds familiar to many of the people sitting in a large conference room at the Clarion Hotel in Columbus.
This is Dougie, the drug dog. Dougie's a real dog. Dougie's a prescription drug dog.
They're attending a training session hosted by the National Association of Drug Diversion Investigators, hoping to learn more about how to prevent and recognize drug diversion. Kimberly New works as a controlled substance security consultant. She helps hospitals develop policies to prevent and recognize diversion. She says when providers abuse prescription drugs, they're putting everyone at the hospital at risk.
Patients can be harmed in a number of ways by a diverting healthcare provider. If they're a direct care provider, they may be working impaired and may actually render incompetent care to a patient, and the patient may be harmed.
It's difficult to put a number on how often that's happening because some facilities aren't reporting the problem. Instead, they choose to discipline employees themselves or ignore the issue altogether, a tactic NADI President John Burke says isn't helping.
I think that majority of non-reporting is done deliberately. And I think some of it has to do with media. They're concerned about media attention. They're concerned about liability, lawsuits, all those things that I get that.
There are regulations in place that require people to report instances of drug diversion at their workplaces, but it's hard to enforce. Columbus Police Department Sergeant Jay Frederick says compliance would be higher if regulations were tougher.
It would be good to see the federal government lock that down, address this diversion in the healthcare field as a significant issue, and lock down some reporting requirements.
But in the meantime, Frederick says increasing awareness can go a long way in fighting drug diversion. He says healthcare providers are often nervous to ask for help or report others who may need it because they don't know the consequences. In Indiana, if professionals admit their addiction and successfully complete treatment, they can have the criminal charges removed from their records and their licenses can remain intact.
There's not many professions or jobs where you can own up to the addiction issue, go right into the treatment that's going to get you better, get you healthy, but you can keep your license and you can keep on practicing.
That's something Rico didn't realize when he was struggling with his addiction. It took the hospital CEO confronting him and giving him an ultimatum before he got help.
If I knew personally what correct steps I could have taken, I would have done something a lot sooner. But the bottom line is I didn't know what steps were available to me at that time.
It's been more than 4 years since Rigo's abused pain medications, but it's still a part of his life he doesn't hide.
And you're only using medications so that you feel good, so that you feel normal.
He still works as a CRNA, but spends his spare time sharing his story with others, hoping to make a difference. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Harrington.